This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. All right, try to get your mom to understand how to download this email attachment. Smell-o-vision, or something like it. This week, a Harvard professor unveiled the latest machine to try and digitally encode smells. Reporter Tracy Samuelson takes a whiff.
So, are we ready?
Ready on your side?
Yeah, I think we are. Ready.
For decades, inventors have been trying to capitalize on the power of scent. The way smelling lilacs can immediately transport you to your mother's garden. Well, pine reminds you of that long past camping trip. This week, with great fanfare, Harvard professor David Edwards sent what he says is the first transcontinental scent message. That's scent as in smell.
Yes, we got it. Okay, so it's here.
Colleagues in France used a free app to send Edwards an email tagged with a handful of pre-encoded smells that were supposed to suggest champagne, cookies, and chocolate. The smells came out on a tabletop device called an O-phone, which has two mini smokestacks to release scented vapor and costs about $150. So, what I'm supposed to be smelling
is buttery, creamy, sour grilled bread.
I gotta say, I definitely smelled something, but it was tough to say what. It was a bit tangy. Edwards says the technology is still a work in progress, and it's more than just email. He plans to use scents to sell.
It could be coffee, it could be wine, it could be chocolate, it could be a trip to the ocean.
Lisa Bodell is CEO of FutureThink, a consulting firm focused on innovation.
Well, so the idea is, how can you actually, as we get more virtual, how can we create more real experiences to get people to buy or relive something?
Bodell says this crazy idea could work. But for smell, execution has been a stumbling block in the past. Like when a greeting card company tried scented cards.
Well, the problem wasn't getting it into the card. The problem was at the display. You know, there were so many scents competing for each other, it didn't work. So that's an example of an execution problem.
Smells are hard to control, hard to turn off. When they go bad, they go really bad, which means some kid is probably already dreaming about a new digital stink bomb. In New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.